Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua. So today's hadith, an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yastahibbu al-jawami'a min ad-du'a wa yad'u ma siwa dhalik, rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to prefer comprehensive du'as, comprehensive supplication, and omitted others. Ulama explained what is meant by this, jawami' min ad-du'a, comprehensive du'as. What it means is that those du'as that encompass goodness in this life, encompass goodness in the year after. Other ulama state that it refers to using words which are concise, but the meanings are very, very comprehensive. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam style, that his words also were very concise. If you look at the meanings of the words and the explanations of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is like an ocean in a teacup. So much, so deep the meanings of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would make dua also, he would like the words to be like that. We'll do one dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just now in the next hadith, and then we'll understand that how, what words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use, and how deep in meaning. As we were doing all these days, the du'as to read in the morning, evening, du'as to read at the time of sleeping, and the importance of du'a, etc. From there we just got a gauge, just an idea of what words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used in his du'a, and how comprehensive those words were, how it covered so many different aspects of a person's life. So this next hadith that we'll do now will give us a bit of a understanding of what this hadith meant, the one we just did, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like and he would prefer comprehensive du'as, and he left out other du'as that go into too much of fine detail, but not very comprehensive in the meaning. And Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, kana aktharu du'a'in nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana وقنا عذاب النار متفق عليه زاد مسلم في روايته قال وكان أنس إذا أراد أن يدعو بدعوة دعا بها وإذا أراد أن يدعو بدعاء دعا بها فيه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that the most frequent supplication, the most frequent dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was this dua, اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us goodness in this world, grant us goodness in the year after, and save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. We'll explain the words of this dua just now. In Muslim Sharif, the words are added that Hazrat, who is the narrator of this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua the most. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, when he intended to make dua, he would do so with any words, but he would always include these words. In other words, he would make dua, or if he would make one dua, then he would only make this, he'll only use these words. And when he made a longer dua with other words, he also included these words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. So what is meant by this dua? We said goodness in this world and goodness in the year after. English, the word is just used as goodness. What is meant by goodness? Ulama explained goodness in this world refers to every form of goodness and safety from every form of evil. Ulama explained that these include knowledge, understanding of the Quran Sharif, halal wealth, ability to do acts of worship, having pious children, having the well-being and the company of the pious, the righteous, good health, praises of the creation. In other words, even Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the person has got some respect also in the community, etc., and help against one's enemies. So this is one explanation. Other explanation ulama give, Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, mentions that it includes every goodness that a person could desire in this world. Whether it be goodness as far as a person having knowledge, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, a person following the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person having a spacious home, a person having barakah in his rozi, a person having a good life, it includes everything. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu specifically with regards to this, he mentions, and he specifically brings a pious wife also. Atina fi dunya hasana, that over and above all the other benefits that are included, a pious wife also, this is what is atina fi dunya hasana, that Wallah bless me with goodness in this world. Because a pious wife will help her husband to go through the trials of life, go through the difficulties of life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she will be the means and the stepping stone of this man entering into Jannah. So that is meant of atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana, Allah grant us goodness in the year after, refers to all form of goodness in the year after, such as safety from the fear on the day of Qiyamah, protection from a difficult reckoning, attaining Jannah and its pleasures, and the highest pleasure that a person can experience in Jannah is being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty and the enjoyment that a person will get is something that will be at the highest level in Jannah. All this is included under وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةِ. And the last part of this hadith, or the last part of this dua, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Again here this shows the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Allah, despite him being of that maqam, Allah ta'ala had protected him, but he would make this dua teaching us that we should be making this dua. Oh Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Ulama explained that oh Allah, protect us from all the avenues that will lead to the fire of Jahannam. Protect our eyes, in other words, protect our ears, protect all those desires and those things that will lead us and take us to the fire of Jahannam. This is what is meant by وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi stated that it means, O Allah, save us from desires and sins would will lead us to the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us. So a person is not only saving himself from the end result, which is sin, a person saves himself from all the avenues towards sin, all the means towards sins, all those things that will lead him towards sin, a person saves himself completely from. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Simple dua, we should try and make it regularly. Normally we read it as this, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In fact, when making tawaf, this is one of the masnoon duas. A person is making tawaf of Baytullah to make this dua. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua specifically at the point between the Rukne Yamani and the Hajri Aswad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically read this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.